Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. What is your motive for serving God? Part 3, fear. Does the fear of getting a speeding ticket motivate you to drive under the speed limit? Does knowing that God is watching you, even right now, motivate you at all? Actually, if what God offers is so awesome, then why do we need to be prodded with exhortation, encouragement, and correction? Why aren't we always motivated to do more for Christ? This study focuses on common motivations that may lead believers to follow God more consistently. As a believer, we may go to church each Sunday. We may even pray and read our Bible during the week. In fact, many of us may even know God's plan for our lives. However, we may not be doing everything the Lord has told us to do. This week, we will examine how the fear of the Lord can be a motivation to serve Him more consistently. Personally, I believe that it is impossible for a believer to consistently walk in obedience and holiness unless we have a fear of God in our hearts. For the unbeliever, the fear of God can be the fear of going to hell for eternity. Unbelievers who are hardened in their sins or do not believe in God may not have a fear of God at all. This subgroup has accepted Satan's deceptions as their truth. For the believer, fear of God means something different, because we possess the security of our salvation. Thus, our fear morphs into a reverence and awe of God. At the same time, we fear God knowing His chastisement when we continue in disobedience. Subsequently, our fear is a motivator to consistently surrender to God's will. Martin Luther, the father of the Protestant Reformation of the 1500s, surmised that there are two types of biblical fear, a servile fear and a filial fear. Servile fear is a gnawing anxiety based upon the imminent threat that another person poses. Servile refers to a posture of servitude toward the person that might harm them. Filial fear is based on a Latin term from which we get the idea of family. Filial fear is a kind of fear that a child may have for his or her parents. The child may look up to the parents and hold tremendous respect and love. Subsequently, their fear is that they might disappoint their parents. The fear of punishment is secondary. Nehemiah, the cupbearer to the king, had a servile fear of the king he served. In spite of this, he risked his life by being sad in front of the king in order to ask the king a question that could answer the prayer of his heart. His filial fear of God exceeded his servile fear of the king. In other words, he feared the eternal king more than the earthly king. His soul mattered more than his flesh and blood. The fear of the Lord is the basis for our holiness. It is the beginning of our wisdom and walk with God. A healthy fear of God includes a recognition of the consequences of our disobedience. Thus, our fear of God should also be an obstacle to willful sin. While fear of the Lord is not the only reason we are motivated to serve Him and walk with Him, it is a necessary motivator for every believer. Fearing God means having such a reverence for Him that it impacts and energizes the way we live our lives. The fear of God is respecting Him, obeying Him, submitting to His discipline, and worshiping Him in awe. Questions. Discover. A. Do you fear God? If so, in what ways? In a servile way, in a filial sort of way, or some other? B. Does your fear for God motivate you at all to do more for Christ? 2. Develop. Assuming a fear of the Lord plays a role in your life, does it impact your spiritual weaknesses? Does it make you sin less and confess sooner? B. When at the crossroads of fear and choosing between obeying the earthly over the eternal, have you grown to accept the eternal more often in the past year? If not, why not? 3. Demonstrate. Looking back over the last year, share some victories with your prayer partner where you feared God over man and God gave you victory.
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.